What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Ray.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Q.
And we are
the Goddess Babes. Welcome to the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill Podcast,
where we deep sea dive into raw, unfiltered heart to hearts between two best friends.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's going to get wet, y'all.
It's going to get wet.
What's up, what's up, what's up, Goddess Gang? It's your girl, Q.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Ray.
And today's spill is going to be boundaries. We're going to discuss boundaries that you may have on a friend when they get into a new relationship and boundaries that your friends may have placed on you once you get into a new relationship.
Let's get wet. All right, guys. So last episode, we discussed, you know, would you trust your friend around your nigga? That conversation led to our next topic, which is boundaries. So we got to talking, and while we discussed yay or nay, if we trust our friend around our niggas, y'all got to go tune in if you don't know, so you can be caught up, because I'm not going back, because that's what we talked about. I'm not giving you I'm not giving it to you now. You're going to have to go back and listen and find out. But again, that led us to this one. And so it's very important to have boundaries. Boundaries need to be established in all relationships.
Agreed.
With your coworkers, with your parents, with your children, your siblings, mm-hmm. you know, just, mm-hmm. just all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're specifically going to focus on friendships and being in a relationship. People have expectations of you, and sometimes it can get a little... It can get muddled. We'll say muddled.
And sometimes people don't even realize that they have a certain expectation
right.
of you, or that they're throwing out that they have an expectation mm-hmm. or anything like that. So I think that's going to be something that we can also yeah. tap into.
Yeah. So we'll start with, do you want to start with like defining our boundaries, or how we set them. I don't do relationships, so some of this I'm not gonna really be able to give a good old from experience, but I will do my best. The rest is gonna be a fucking opinion.
Oh my goodness.
It's gonna be a lot of unexperienced opinion, just full disclaimer, but I do have thoughts on the matter.
Yes, boo. And we want those thoughts. We absolutely do. And then I come from the standpoint of relationships. I'm very much the relationship person. And when I say relationship, I mean like 5-6 years. Okay. Relationships.
Years.
Yeah.
She's in it for the long haul, y'all.
Or so I thought.
Another I'm only spill. In it for the long dick. I'm scared. Just kidding. Okay.
So we will do, these are some spills that we will do for another day. Okay. But yeah, so hers would be, I mean, and of course everybody has thoughts, opinions. She's seen things and she has dealt with people, so she can speak on that. And then I will definitely be coming from a relationship standpoint, and you know, if I felt expectations were placed on me. And then of course, again, if we've had expectations on
right.
our friends. So yeah, I think you said it. I think we should talk about, go ahead and hit off with your boundaries and then we'll roll into it from there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this will be short. So
I was going to say something smart, but I will not.
I will say, I don't know. Fuck. Like I just don't have certain expectations because I don't do that. Well, I take that back. I've still talked to people.
Right.
But when I talk to people, that's just fucking talking. And mm-hmm. like, you know, we hook up when we hook up type of thing. But I'm just fucking selfish and stingy with my time, period. So it don't usually affect me any type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not taking my time away from anybody, really. Like, nobody's ever felt like, you know, I was spending so much time. Well, I take that back. Back up. So, y'all, I had one relationship, right?
And that's not cap. It's literally been one.
one relationship.
I don't even think she really liked that.
You can't say that because okay. what the fuck? That's not true. that's not true. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I have had one. When I say I've had one relationship, I mean I have had one legitimate. You say I'm your girlfriend. I agree with that sentiment. And I guess I say you my boyfriend, too. So we said that we agree. That is what I mean. I have had situationships a time or two. Really not that many. because again, I mean, it takes a lot for me, like, to like you, to commit to, and I know commit, but I'm saying even a general, like, boyfriend, girlfriend commit or relationship commit.
A label.
I like to be friends. I like having companionship, but I like my space. I like doing me. Anyway, that's for another day, but just so you understand where I'm coming from and, you know, my standpoint and my position on this. So that one relationship, I can say that my roommate in college literally had an intervention with the other two roommates and was like, you spending way too much time with him. You're never here anymore. We don't, you know, do things together. Now, mind you,
they
guys,
had this intervention with you.
Correct.
So all the roommates got together and decided that they needed to speak to you.
Correct.
About, okay.
Now, mind you, this is like, I'm just getting to college. Never really had a boyfriend before. And then just, it was just like one thing led to another. And apparently now I got a boyfriend. Right. So yes, I was spending ample time there, which led to some things, but ultimately the wonderful birth of my child. So right. Here we are.
Okay. But hold on. Let me stop you right there, babe. Back up. Cause you're going too far into your story. Hold on. We're starting with your boundaries. What are your
I know,
boundaries?
But this is what I'm telling you.
This whole story is a fucking boundary?
It's my experience. This is the one that I have.
Okay, go ahead.
So now y'all gotta listen.
All right.
You're trapped. You're stuck.
Go ahead. Continue.
So anyway, having said that, I was spending too much time there, and then that's, so they had to do an intervention. So when I said earlier that I've never had, nobody's ever had issues, that wasn't true. That's why I had to tell you a story, because that did happen before.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't never happened again.
I'm sure.
I say all that to say that now that I have not experienced that, but I did learn from that, because at that time I didn't have boundaries established.
Mm-hmm.
It was just all new, and mm-hmm. I just was going with the flow and doing whatever. And like, there's several topics within just this one conversation right now.
Okay.
But there were a lot of places that I needed boundaries. Just starting that relationship, being in that relationship, a lot of things that needed to be set in place.
Okay.
One of which was apparently my friends. Like, they felt abandoned and neglected, you know, because I was spending so much time with this person. Now, mm-hmm. at the time, I didn't see it as an issue, because I'm like, we're all, like, people are working, we're going to school.
We have other lives.
Like, everybody's doing shit. Like, mm-hmm. why do I mm-hmm. need to be up y'all ass all the time when I'm whatever? But, you know,
mm-hmm.
that was then. So mm-hmm. I can see things a little bit differently now, and I see that they had a slight point, but get up off my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, get up off me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me some space. Let me do me. Let me learn. Let me grow. Let me experience. So, fast forward, in this time, I've had all my friends been in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of them. Multiple relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never, correct me if I'm wrong, I have never said, you spend too much time with this person. You don't mm-hmm. spend enough time with me. I don't really fucking care. Like,
right.
I know that, I know where I stand. I know mm-hmm. my position mm-hmm. and my role. And I can back off for the time. You already fucking know me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we roll. You know when we get together, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to prove anything. You don't have to prove anything to me. But in your relationship, I do know that other people feel differently and they want you around. You need to still get to know them. You need to get to know family. Now you're meeting their friends. Like, it's a whole thing.
It's a whole extra thing.
For me, I lied like a motherfucker when I said it's going to be short, because it's hella long. But sometimes that's a good surprise.
Surprise!
Got inches. But anyway, that actually happened to me before.
It's happened to me where there were no inches. Surprise!
Yeah,
it's a lip tickler.
That's the opposite surprise of being a sausage.
Again,
surprise.
Another spill for another day.
Correct. But yeah, so anyway, yeah, that's pretty much all I have, is that I didn't have boundaries before.
Mm-hmm.
People did complain. It hasn't happened again, but that's because I haven't been in a relationship. And so now I have to kind of learn to implement those whenever that does happen, because
I guess it would be safe to say,
I still probably don't have them, because when have I had an opportunity to exercise them? So again, sorry, that was very long-winded, but you guys get the point. Like, didn't have them. Probably still don't, but I don't have expectations for my friends when they're in relationships. I'm not, you know, friend hungry or nothing like that. I get it. You know.
Right.
What's understood don't need to be explained. Like, exactly. You my fucking friend. I'm your friend. Whatever.
We rock.
But I do have other opinions when she's done.
Okay. So, my turn. Okay. So, as far as me having expectations of friends that are in relationships. I do not. Again, just like Ray said, you kind of, if you know, you know. Like, I know no matter what you got going on with your man or whatever, when we get together, it's going to be a whole fucking situation. We're going to do what we do all the time, no matter what. So I don't have expectations. I'm really, especially with Ray, I, and you can attest to this, I'm really more like, girl, go get it. Go, yeah, do, she- do. Are you sure? No, you need to do this. You need to read. Like, I'm very much, I push it. You know what I mean? Especially with this one. So I don't have an expectation of my friends when they're in relationships, because I want my friends to be happy. And if that's right, that's your happy place, I want you to be happy. It doesn't threaten who I am. I know our happiness is going to be different from the happiness you have with your partner. So I love love. So if I have my friends in love, I'm all for it.
I love love too, on the record. Let the record show. I love love for everyone else.
I was about to say, so with that being said, for myself, I have experienced friends and, no, not family, just friends that have said,
kind of family. Yeah. Oh, well, oh, you mean,
yeah,
on you?
No, like, I mean, yeah, I'm speaking kind of. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well,
y'all don't know what the fuck this means. But
see, it's one of those things where I have had someone that has felt like I've put too much time and energy into my relationship, not enough time or energy into them and that relationship. And it has been a mess, so to speak. So, yeah, without further ado, we really gonna get into it, because I'm gonna just cut that short right there.
Oh.
We will get into more detail with this as the conversation goes on.
Okay.
But just know, do I expect anything? No. Have I had those expectations placed on me? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Same. So basically, yeah. So I guess I could have just avoided that whole long ass fucking story if I knew hers was gonna be short. I thought she was gonna have a little
short,
bit more
sweet, and to the point.
One. Yeah. So, no foreplay with that one. She just got straight to it.
I just wanted
it.
To stick it.
Yes, she did. okay, so then, I want to talk about when the friend, family member, whomever.
Slash, uh-huh.
Right. Is so caught up in their person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, cool. We love love.
I've had like that. Absolutely.
When it's healthy. Like,
when it
this is great.
Okay.
So, but let's talk about.
That's going to be the word of.
Unhealthy.
Yeah. That's going to be the word of the day. When it is healthy. Now, correct. Mind you, keep this in mind, because everybody's definition of health and toxicity are two different things. Okay. Yeah. The person in it typically does not ever see that it's unhealthy.
Correct.
Or the toxic levels of said relationship. So we have to keep that in mind, because we all different. And sometimes they do recognize that it's toxic, but they like that shit. So with that being
doesn't
said,
make it any less toxic.
It does not, but that's how they choose to rock. So with that being said, those are going to be, that's our word for today. The unhealthy.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. So, Ray.
As she just stated, we are discussing the unhealthy. Of course you should be, you know, smitten with your person, and you want to spend
ideally
time with them. You want to grow with them and, you know, become one. If you will.
If you guys could see the way that she's doing this, because it's so unfamiliar. Because it's so unfamiliar and it's so uncharted for her. I probably should have just said that, because if you could see her discomfort
really
level.
Trying really hard. So, yeah, whatever y'all do when y'all want to fucking be in a relationship. Shit. God damn it. Like, I'm trying hard. I'm trying here.
Go,
I'm
boo.
Trying.
You got it. You got
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, when you get in a relationship and y'all do that thing. Together, like the togetherness, you know, because you're not two singles, you are a one. I think that's what they say. That might be marriage, but anyway, so we're not mad about that.
No.
That's normal. We expect that. Like she
absolutely
said, she got to push it. Like, no, go spend time with that nigga. Like, go enjoy meeting friends or family,
yeah,
or hanging out and all that type of stuff. Cool, cool, cool. We agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's unhealthy, meaning borderline, sometimes not borderline, like legit isolation from your loved ones, from your friends, you're not answering the phone no more or responding to text messages, you're not showing up, you're making
right
plans, you're not showing up to those plans, you know, you cancel every minute you get, and you know, it's because you're just with him,
mm-hmm,
he don't
mm-hmm
want you to be around us, or it's because you fucking babysitting him and you don't want him to be without you.
Correct. That can go both ways.
That's all about that.
I can go both ways. So I have had the same person that actually expressed their frustrations with me devoting too much time to my partner when I had one. I've had where, and let me say this again, I had no expectation from her. There was no expectation. I'm just more of that person that once I see it, it is what it is. I'm not going to, there's no pressure. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. It is what it is. I just take it for what it is. And when you do want to hang out, if I'm available, we can do that. And if not, we'll have to schedule it for when we can. But this person has actually had, in my opinion, since we are talking about our opinions and boundaries, no fucking boundaries. Like, boundaries where? boundaries where? Boundaries who?
Where they at, though?
Yeah. So, and I'm talking, and it is like Ray said, it was, whether they realized it or not, it did come off as isolation, because if your person gets mad if you do something outside of them, that's a problem. Because ideally you want that type of relationship, or I would think that, especially as we're grown, you know, they have their guys' nights out, or they do what they do, you have your ladies' nights, and then you guys can come back together and do a date night and do couple or group or whatever. So if you are trying to do something ladies' night, go out with your girls, and it's a problem, that kind of seems like that's isolation. Like, why can you go do what you want to do, but I can't go and hang out? And mind you, it's not like it's a bunch of girlfriends. It's probably like two or three, but it's a problem for your partner to do that. Mm-hmm. That could be a red flag. That could be a little bit of an issue. If you can't talk on the phone, mm-hmm. that could be a problem for some. Now, mind you, I'm not a big phone talker. I'm not even going to lie.
Don't call me.
I don't mind texting a book before I pick up the phone. I don't mind.
I will, and I have.
As a matter of fact, I may ignore your call and then follow said ignored call with a text. That's just how I am.
Same.
Uh-huh. So, trust, because we've sent... when we try and find something that we've sent to each other in text messages, when I tell you that the scroll game is tough, it's fucking lying. Tough. But if you can't speak on the phone or text, it's kind of an issue for you to be on your social media platforms, just any of these things, mm-hmm. you haven't established a boundary within that relationship. Because at this point in time, this man is dictating. He's basically...
Yeah, his boundaries are in place.
Yours they're ain't. Solid. His are solid, and yours are...
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Mm.
So I think that's when it becomes, of course, unhealthy, and it's toxic. Mm-hmm. Especially, I reiterate, when they are doing everything that they want to do, and you're just sitting at the house, chilling, waiting for them to come home.
I was just about to get on that part of it, because that's usually what's happening.
And like, that's a problem.
You ain't doing shit.
No.
But they still doing shit. They still having boys' nights and da-da-da-da. And I have been there in that particular mm-hmm. situation. Pregnant. So, you know, you'd be saying stuff right. like, you know, go be with your friends or go hang out with your own friends and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, cool, cool, cool. But mm-hmm. they're all freshly 18. I'm 18 and pregnant.
Correct.
It's not the same. It's like different. They want to go to the clubs and shit. Like they not pregnant.
And
they not
if you in the club
becoming
a
parent. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just not the same Absolutely. Thing. You like actually out like living it up. Cool, mm-hmm. cool, cool. Like mm-hmm. great. But like, can you be here and present? And again,
Sometimes,
this is a different topic, but still boundaries.
It ties into
didn't
boundaries.
Didn't have them, like I said. So I can say that I have been there in that position.
And I'm even that type of person. You can't go, and I hate to say you can't, because we grown as fuck. And for me, let me say this too. Let me be very clear when I say this. I am a very respectful person, whether I'm in a relationship or when I'm not. So if my friend is in a relationship and you're telling me that you can't do this, 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 or however you may present it, I don't mind coming to the house and chilling, because I'm more of an introvert anyway. Every once in a while, I want to get dressed and go out, but the same shit I feel I could do in public, I could do at home for cheaper and how I want to do it. So I don't mind if you say come to the house and hang mm-hmm. out and chill. I don't mind that at all. But if this nigga come home from being out and about And he look at us sideways because we
right,
because we're having a good time in the house.
Because you got company.
My guy.
Did I say you could have company?
What is the fuck is going on? Yeah. But again, I'm a respectful person, so I will maneuver however is best for you, because ultimately you have to deal with the consequence of that shit. So, and I'm not that person that's going to try and make you do something that's outside of your comfort or outside of the boundaries or whatever's established in your relationship. And, you know, I expect the same thing from if I'm in a relationship. So I'm never going to press or try and get you to do it. If you want to come to the, if I can come to the house, I'm going to come to the house. I have no problem with that, if that's the boundary that's been in place. But with that being said, I don't feel like that should be the forced boundary put in place or the boundary that has been put in place for you.
Right.
Especially like, when I know this person is all about going out, and the minute she becomes single, I'll be like, well, damn, did you, my imaginary watch, bitch, did you let any time elapse before you was out here doing your thing? And it's nothing wrong with it, but it always makes me laugh how quickly she goes to fall back into the same pattern, to go out and fall back into the same pattern.
See, but it almost makes me wonder, and I wish she was here so I could ask her. But it almost makes me wonder. I could probably tell you four.
Go ahead.
Oh my God. Okay. So it sounds like the boundaries. Like obviously it's those boundaries. But I just, when I say it almost makes me wonder, some people are just like that in relationships, and that is their, like they're just all about that nigga, and that is their boundary. Like, you know, friend, you're going to be there when I'm done with this nigga. Unless they get married, then I don't know how you maneuver that. But like, you know, I'm gonna be back in a minute. Like that's how that's how they see it. So what do we do in those moments? Because with this particular person, you've had a conversation with
multiple.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you've expressed these
concerns.
Yes. So if they don't see it,
then I shut the fuck up.
I was going to say, then what?
Then I shut the fuck up. Because again, back to time, like I said, again, I'm a very respectful person. So you ask though, when you ask me something or you tell me something, the way my mind works, it's free reign for me to say whatever the fuck I want to say, how I'm going to say it, because you opened it. I would never initiate a conversation with you about anything that you have going on.
Right.
But once you bring it to me, then that means that I have license to speak my mind on it. And there's nothing wrong with being in a relationship and being tied down, as in you don't mind being home, you don't mind cooking, you don't mind looking after your man. There's nothing wrong with that. I actually,
it's great
for me. I'm actually that I love to take care of my man when I have one. I don't mind staying home. Like I said, that's just me in general. Whether I'm single or not, I'm more of a homebody. And I love to cater to my man, and my man or my person is absolutely the head. If that's the way you fucking act and can and conduct yourself,
because it's earned.
If your attitude and your behavior doesn't warrant king of the house, then bitch, you're not king of the fucking house. You are the Joker.
Privilege, which means not a right.
Which means I'm doing what the fuck I want to do, and I'm laughing all the way while I do it. So you can't just say because you're a man you automatically should get this treatment.
Yeah.
But when you're treating me the way I need to be treated and you're acting as such, I have no problem doing that. So even if, and again, let me say this about her. She is the type that she does cater to. She will cook every night. She, such good qualities as far as what it takes or what people would think a woman should be to a man. Such good ones. Does she give them to the right man? Debatable. But she does have these really good qualities.
And that makes me think another thought, which is that because you just said she's given all this great stuff to potentially the wrong person, that is why it's so absorbent of her. Because to the right person, and maybe right isn't the, you know, I shouldn't use right.
Well, right for her, good for her.
But like better for, should say.
Okay.
Wouldn't eat up that much time because they know you need to be an individual. They know you need to be with your friends and your family. They know that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Let me miss you, nigga. Like,
and
you know what I'm saying?
I have to pour into myself before I can pour into you.
Right.
So I need my me time. I need my me days, whether that be me by myself individually, whether that be me with my girls. We need those moments to recharge.
Everybody does.
You need those moments to recharge. But if you don't even have those boundaries to where you are dealing with somebody who can understand that you're entitled to just as much me time and friend time as they are, That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
And then you got people who, there's just a lot of different scenarios, but you also got the nigga that don't got no friends. So that's why you always with him. He always wants you. And like we, you know, we sitting looking at it one way, but there's also plenty of niggas who don't got no friends of their own.
This is true.
They need to get them some business. But since they don't have any, you they all they yours. Got. Yours. Yep. Mm-hmm. And there's also people who, like I said earlier about this person, like maybe that's just, that's their person. When they get in a relationship, you know, that's it. Like, mm-hmm. this is my top priority. Like you said, this is who gets most of my time, my energy, mm-hmm. my effort, my love.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to balance it because they just think that this is how it's supposed to be.
Right. And for me, that's not a problem. Do you? Like I said, there's no pressure. I don't get upset. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with or deal with whatever fallout comes from doing anything differently than what's mm-hmm. the norm for you in your relationship. But with that being said, I'm going to need you to maintain that same energy. So when I am in a relationship and I'm pouring in and devoting to my partner, I'm going to need you to feel the same way or at least similar or act like it. I don't know, something. Give me the same energy that I gave you while you've been in a relationship. I don't feel like there should be a difference. And I guess that's what we have to talk about, because for some people, they don't see it with their shit. Mm-hmm. But the minute you are in a situation mm-hmm. or they're watching their friend or whatever it is be in a relationship, all of a sudden, they feel like your ass is nowhere to be found. And oh my God, you are just neglecting and just, you're such a bad friend. Like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Well, like I said, I had that intervention moment, but.
Okay, but let me just say. I know this was not too long ago, but I know this, you were 18 or so, you said.
Hella long ago.
It wasn't that long ago, y'all. She ain't that old. But what were you, can you remember what you were thinking?
Yeah, what the fuck?
In an interview.
Like, what the fuck? Exactly. Y'all did not just fucking sit me down.
Are we sitting in a fucking circle to tell
and
me?
And tell me.
Girl.
Like, what the fucking fuck? Like, be for real. Be
are
fucking
you dead
for
ass?
Real.
I would have been pissed. Like, are y'all fucking, you dead ass right now? Like, this is what we're doing?
It was crazy.
Get the fuck out of my face.
It was crazy.
Get the fuck out of my face.
And I'm like, what the fuck? But we, our roommate, so three of us were 17 when we moved in. And then like 1 month after the other, we each turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one was already 25. So she was the one who called
the
intervention. Coincidentally, she's also. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening. Stay tuned for part 2.